Shir Lamed Ches and Bava Kamo continued. Yudal Teves Hey Tov Shemem Gimel December 30th, 1982 on Thursday continued.
Now, Omar Rabbe, Rabbe, Rubin Shemocha Kosevizek Nishimen, Vichosa Shimen Mochesoda Haselevi, Vyose Bauchid, Vyrube, Rotom Zegi, Vyrotom Zegi, the same memory that you have here on the Ram. Gloria Morono is Avni Bayes, Abus Avni, yes, is a boy, yes, but Omar Hoch, a Tarko is Vina Arab Hazelo, Ubin is Namura Moron, which have been in the Kabose. Aber schon bei Benin die Kabose im Motze Oma weil die Nacht noch Motze in diesem Leben. Der Leis ist. Pier ist bekommt Press, das hat die Leis. Pier ist bekommt Press. Wie starr er hat, die Bischnei Storres, die Bischnei Storres, wo er am Rino Rotze mit Segei, Rotze mit Segei. Mich in den Jochen Lüglis mir leiden. Er will die Kein Lokach mit Schimmen ist, sie können aber Achreino. Mir Ruben, die Lokach Achas Leison schon mit Nea Achreino, ויגובה ברוכי מלאבי, יום עליה, כי מיח בוח שימן מוקים מיבי סימנו, כי שכונה שלמי מרובי, ומישור שכונה שימן, להסתלק שיבודוך, ונישה שיבודוך על הריסות. ובניר על הרב, ומוצא שימן למי מלאי, מייתי מעומר רבונה, מנפוי מחוסן שכונה שלנו חירים, ואחרים עם דיבוי, אז משתקון מכי החרישים, ענו בהחת הקמפו למיכלי, כי לרוב יפרקם ולמולקמי, כי הוא כך, מוצא לפורש נשתורס ואיזה. So we mentioned it, we discussed it. In other words, what's the machlek? There is a machlekes between the Rashi and Tesis. And Tesis. And who is Mipi Rabbi? Who is Mipi Rabbi? Rishen mentioned it in the name of the Ri. Rabbi, the one who writes this Tesis is a Talmud of the Ri. So he refers to the Ri as Rabbi. As Rabbi. So there is a machlekes. So except for the Shach. Everybody assumes that there is a machlekes between Rashi and Ri. Between Rashi and Ri. In other words, according to Rashi, so this member of Rob, of Rub Meshemocha Kosadeset Meshimen, Vichosar Shimen Umocha Sodachas Levi, Usodizet Sodachas Levi. That's the Bainus, as the Gemara says. Veloya Moron, El Nizav Nebainus. So the Sodachas that was sold by Shimen to Levi was a Sodibainus. So the Balchei is can be gave, Rubin's Balchei can be gave from Shimen if he wants, and he can be gave from Levi. So Rashi says that this member of God is reference the case of Bishtarechot, but in the case of Shnei Shtores. In the case of Shtei Shores, we are going on Rotzo Mizegei and Rotzo Mizegei. Because if Shtei Shores, so then, in Yochem Igmis Mulevi, Elohim Kim Lokach Mishimen Eisi Shekono Bachrein. Now, since Robes Memre has reference to the case where the Sode Beinness was the Sode that Shimen sold to Levi, so Rashi says, Robes must have reference to a case of Shtarech, because if it's a case of Shnei Shtores, so then it can only be given from Levi if the Sode Beirnes happens to be that Sode which was sold less by Reuben to Shimon. Because if it is suppose the Sode Beirnes that Levi bought from Shimon, so is not the less sode that was sold by from Reuben to Shimon. Let's say, suppose Reuben had three sons. Reuben had three sons. He had a sode, Zibuyes, Beinus and Nibis. So there's Zibuyes, Beinus and Nibis. Suppose he sold, let's say, the Zibuyes, Reuben sold to Shimon in his, and the Beinus, Reuben sold to Shimon in here. And the Idyes, Reuben sold to to Shimon in sin. So in sin. So that means that the Sod Yigyes was stayed as a Sod Mechiri for a longest time. Until Sivan, it was a Sod Mechiri. So Mele, and then Shimon sold the Sod Beinus. He sold to Levi. So then he cannot be given. So he cannot be given from Levi. The Sod Beinus, because the Rabbi couldn't say Rotsa Mizegeve, Rotsa Mizegeve, that he should be able to be given the Sod Beinus from Levi. Why? Because inasmuch as at the time when the Sod Beinus was sold by Reuven to Shimon, so the Sod Yigyes still remained in the possession of Reuven. So Mele, if the Baal Chiv comes to Levi and he wants to collect the Sod Beinus from Levi, so he can tell him, no, you cannot collect from me that Sod. Why? Because in Froy, in Chosin Shibodi, in Bibokim Sheyesh, in Chosin Lecheire. And since the Sod Yigyes was sold by Reuven to Shimon only in Sivan, so that means my Sod is Nechosim Shebodi, so you can collect from Shimon the Sod Yigyes, which is Nechosim Lecheire. This is what Rashi says. So the Ri is Chilik Luinir Lerav. But so the question is, so he raised the question against the Ri, how can the Ri be Chilkan Rashi? It seems that it's Gemara Mufreshes in Bulakame, like Rashi, because the Gemara says in Bulakame, Pshite mochal likeach beinenes vizibur yes vishiyar idyes lifonov. What is the idyes? The idyes is the sode that was so bachreino. So we say kule v'migve mi idyes. So you cannot collect from the sode beinenes that is in possession of Levi. Why? Because Levi can say to him, there is a takonis chachomim, and if one mechosim shebodim, limokim sheyeish, mechosim b'necherim. So who has the Nechosim Lecheirim? Shimon has the Nechosim Lecheirim, because the Sod Yigyes that Shimon has in his possession, that was sold latest, that was sold in Sivan. So you cannot collect from my Sod Beinus that I have in my possession, which is in Nechosim Shebodim. So it's a Gemara Mefereshes like Rashi. So what does the Ri want? The Ri has a Kashe, but he should say, Yev Shibitakonis Chachomim. Fine, so Mele. In other words, that the Riki Achrishin should say, Yev Shibitakonis Chachomim. And the Yika Bidine, before the Chachomim or Misakim, the Takone, of him before Mechosim Shibon Mokim and Lechirin, was that the Baal Chiv is entitled to collect only Beinus, not Idias. But the Chachomim or Misakim, if he can collect Idias Nechosim Lecheirim, so he shouldn't collect Beinus. But Yev Shibidakonis Chachomim, Shimon should be able to say, Yev Shibidakonis Chachomim, alright, he has a kashe, let him redirect his kashe against the Gemara here. So let him direct the kashe against the Gemara here. What does the Ri want from Rashi? Rashi is saying what the Gemara says. So that question we raised against the Ri. So then we said, we mentioned the two Terutzim in the Rav Amiri, because the Rav Amiri has the kashe against this Gemara of Pshite Mocha Likei Abeinis Vizibuyes Vishiriyes Lefonov Vizikul Evelim Demidyes to Achreino Yubeinis Vizibuyes Lesnegabei. So he cannot say Yevshin HaKonis Chachomim, so the Miri has the kashe. Why can't he say Yevshin HaKonis Chachomim? So the Miri gives the Terutzi. One Terutzi is that where it's Havlachine, where it's to the detriment of somebody else, so then the Likeach cannot say Yev Shibitakonis Chachomim. So here, if the Likeach Rishin say Yev Shibitakonis Chachomim, so then it will be detrimental to Likeach Sheini. So the Mele, since the Yev Shibitakonis Chachomim by Likeach Rishin is to the detriment of Mekiach Sheni. He cannot say Yerushim Dechazah. That's the Shite of Rashi. So that's why Rashi says that the memory of Rove must have referenced the case of Shtarech, not Shteishtore, because in Shteishtore, so then the Balchiv couldn't collect from Levi unless the Sodebeinis happens to be the Sodebeinis by Ruvein to Shimeh. But if the Sodeidias would be Sodebeinis, then not. So this is the Shite of Rashi. So the question is, so what is the Shite of the Ri? But there is a riot, there is more in the Foreshes, like Rashi. The answer is, the Rav Amir gives his second parents. And he says that in this case, the Gemara discusses the situation of Mochal Mikeach, Beinus Viziboyes, and Mikeach Rishin sold the Beinus and Viziboyes to Levi. Shimon Mikeach Rishin sold the Beinus and Viziboyes. Two sodeis to Levi, Rikiach Sheni, and he only retained one sode, the Idias. So Mele, so Lise Kulev Ligme Idias, and Shimon cannot say Yershim Takolis Chachomim, because in order to be capable of saying Yershim Takolis Chachomim, he must make an offer to discharge his responsibility in any form. He must give up something, like a woman who says in Nizunis Venise. So she gives up. She makes an offer to give up the right to support. So she can say she can mafkir chachomim, but to be mafkir takonis chachomim and not give up anything, that he cannot do. So we said at that time that apparently according to the Ri, so this gemore of mochaliki abenis visiburi rishirim v'fonov. So the Gemara says, Leisekulev Rikve Midyes, and it cannot be given from the Rikeach Sheni. So he cannot be given Beinonis from the Rikeach Sheni. From the Rikeach Sheni, so is limited to the exact situation of Lokach Beinonis Vizipuri, Mocha Rikeach Beinonis Vizipuriyes, and the Rikeach Rishi only retain the Idyes. So then he doesn't make any offer to pay. So then he cannot say Yefshin Akos Chachomim. Masha'in came, if it's the Rikeach Rishin bought all the three Sodeis from Ruvein. Shimon Rikeach Rishin bought all the three Sodeis from Ruvein. And then Shimon sold to Levi only the Beinonis, and they retained the Yidias and the Ziboyes. So in such a case, the Gemara wouldn't say Leisekulev Ligve Midyes, because since he retained the Rikeach Rishin, Shimon has in his possession Idyes and Ziboyes, so he can say Yefshin Dakones Chachomim. True, you are entitled to the Idyes because that was sold Bacheino to me, but Yefshin Dakones Chachomim, and I'm making an offer to pay him Ziboyes. So the Balchei does not want to take Ziboyes. So when he hears that, the Rikeach Rishin makes an offer to pay him Ziboyes, he doesn't want Ziboyes. Of course he would like to take Idyes, but since the Rikeach Rishin refuses to give him Idyes, and instead he makes an offer to pay with Ziboyes, so then he'll decide it's for his interest to go to Rikeach Sheni. So in such a case, if the Balchei decides to go to Rikeach Sheni, he can go to Rikeach Sheni. So it's not Ikashe against the Ri from this Gemara. That we said as Iteretz and the Ri. Alright. Now, but let's see the thesis. At that time, I didn't discuss the thesis. So let's see what thesis says. Virinire, that's not the Ri. That's a Talmud of the Ri. Mipirab. So the Talmud of the Ri, he is the Bala thesis here. So he says, Virinire kipirush akuntres. Didav ke bishtarech. Avo bishnei shtores. Vilo kach shimen zibur yezbachayim.
The
דיבד האם היו כולם ביד שימן ואחרים או שאיזה בויס או ימד ולאי וכן אם הוא לקח שימן אידיאס וכן אם הוא לקח שימן אידיאס ואחרינו ולא לקח לוי איזה אידיאס אם יוכי מביס מלוי איזה אידיאס ואיתיימא לא חתר לכם וזב נערד וחזר לך דיבד האם היו כולם ביד שימן הבנס ואז את בויס או לקח לוי אחרינו שאידיאס או ימד ולאי ויושוס ביודי כן פורשתיים ולא לקם וכן אם זו בן לוי בינס ושולק בינס יוכל לימר הנחת לוח מוקים ליבס ממנו אבל פי שלוקח שימן בשני שטורס ומיהו לתוכן ניס רוצה מזה בין ורוצה מזה בין ואפילו בשני שטורס ואבל פי שלוקח לוי משימן או איסו שלפני אחינו בין ינשאחינו ידיאס ואו אישינו שלוקח לוי בינס ואו אישובק בינס לקבוסי very confusing thesis. So what does the Talmud of the Risei? That really like Bereshakumis. So I mean when one looks at the washing of the Talmud of the Ri, really like Bereshakumis, so we'll come to the conclusion that the Talmud of the Ri agrees with Rashi. Now, but does the way we explain Shitas Rashi, that Rashi Shite is in conformity to the first teretz by the Arava Miri, that one cannot say Yefshi B'dakonis Chachomi in the case where it's Chav Lachine, then the Talmud of the Ri is certainly not in consonance with the Shita of Rashi. And if we say that the Talmud of the Ri is in consonance with the Shita of Rashi, then we have to say that Rashi is not in conformity to the Shita of the Arava Miri. Certainly not in conformity to Shita of the Rav Miri, to either Teretz of the Rav Miri. But according to the first, one thing is clear, that according to the Rav Miri's first Teretz, so we have to say that in the case of Shnei Shtoris, of Ruvein Shemocha Kol Sodeis of Lishimen, Ruvein was Mecher Kol Sodeis of Lishimen, and then because Hashimen umocha so the achas so the bainanis relevi, so according to the Rav Amiris first teretz that we do not say yefshim dakonis chachomim where it's chav lachine, so then we have to say that it wouldn't apply robes memre of rotem izegei the rotem izegei we can be gave it the bainanis from Levi also if the Valchei wants would not apply to a case of Shtei Shtores unless the Sode Beinanes that is in possession of Levi is the Sode that was sold by him. But if another Sode is sold, that's what the Pashtes Aloshin of Rashi is indicating, that in the case of two Shtores, so then the Rotzo Mizegeve is only Shayach if the Sode that was sold less, it is Sode Beinanes. And Levi has the Sode Beinanes. But if the Sode that was sold less is the Sode Idias, and Levi has the Sode Beinanes in his possession, and the Idias is in the possession of the Idias, and the Idias is retained by the Keach Rishon, so then the Pashtes Aloshin of Rashi, and certainly according to the first Teretz of the Miri, the first Teretz of the Miri, so then the Baal Chayv couldn't be gave from him. If it's Shtei Shtores and another Sode, not the Sode Beinanes was sold by him, no? Let's say the Sode Idias is sold by him, or the Sode Zibuyas is sold by him. So then Pashtes Loshon of Rashi is that the Baal Chayv couldn't be gave from him, but only if it's a case of two shtores, only if the Sode Beinanes was sold by Chayno. But if another Sode is sold by Chayno, not the Sode Beinanes, that means if the Sode Idias is sold by Chayno, and what Sode does the Levi have in his possession, the Sode Beinanes, then the Baal Chayv cannot be given the Beinanes from Levi. Or suppose the Sode that is sold by Chayno is the Sode Zibuyas, so the Pashtes Aloshin of Rashi is that the Baal Chayv couldn't be given from Levi the Sode Beinanes if the Sode, if Shtei Shtores and the Sode that was sold by Chayno is not the Beinanes but the Zibuyas, he couldn't be given. He couldn't be Gabriel. And of course, we have to say like that, according to the Nearly's first text. Let's analyze both situations. Now, in other words, they are, when it is not Bishtarechot, Bishnei Shtores, then there are three possibilities. Either that the Sode that was so blessed by Reuven to Shimon was the Sode Beiberes. That's one possibility. Another possibility is that the Sode that was sold less by Reuven to Shimon is the Sode Ziboyes. And a third possibility is that the Sode Yifishtei Shtores. So that the Sode that was sold less is the Sode Yidis. So Pashtes Aloshin of Rashi indicates that in the case of two Shtores, so there are three possibilities. So only in that possibility, in that contingency, where the Sode that was sold by Achreino is the Sode Beinonis, then the Baal Chayiv can be gave it, the Sode Beinonis from Levi. But in the other two contingencies, where the Sode that was sold by Achreino is Idyes or Zibuyes, then the Baal Chayiv couldn't be gave the Sode Beinonis from Levi. That's the Pashtus Halacha. Now, so then the Talmid of the Ri says Kipir Shakuntres. So the Talmid of the Ri says Kipir Shakuntres in how many situations? He mentions Kipir Shakuntres in several situations. But so one of the situations is what the Pashtus Halacha of Rashi tends to indicate, that if it's a case of two shtores, so then the Baal Chayiv can be given from Levi the Sode Beinonis only if the Beinonis was sold by Chayiv, but not in the case where the Idyes was sold by Chayiv, and not in the case where the Ziboyes was sold by Chayiv. The Talmud of the Ri appears to agree with Rashi in the case of the contingency of the Ziboyes that he was sold by Chayiv. But in the case, in connection with the contingency, the case where the Idyes was sold by Achreino, so the Talmud of the Ri does not agree with Rashi. So the Talmud of the Ri does not agree with the Teretz of the Ri, of the Rabbanim. Because let's see what he says. So he said, Yulim nirei kipir shakunas, didav ki mishtarech, avo bishnei shtores vilokach shimen ziboyes v'achreino. Vilei vilokach mishimen. Eisi shalifnei achreino, en yochel ligris milei. If shimen, if the Sode Ziboyes was the Sode that shimen bought from Reuven v'achreino, so according to the Takone of any point of Chosim Shibotri, Bimokim Shiesh of Chosim Echeir, so the Melech, so the Baal Chayiv has to limit himself to the Sode Ziboyes, because the Sode Ziboyes were sold by Achreino. So then, Ein Yochel Ligris Milevi. So he cannot be gave from Levi. The Omalei, Yehoch Etar Chedizavni. Are. So, the Lechazia Limeikam Kamoch, the Vadaimo Yekulon Diachimen, Ho Achreino Shi Ziboyes, O Yemagvele, Vichein Lokach. So, the Vadaimo Yekulon Diachimen. Now, in the case where it's Shnei Shtores and the Sode that was sold by Achreino by Reuven to Shimon was the Sode Ziboyes, and then what Sode was sold by Shimon to Levi? The Beinonis. And then Levi wants to collect the Sode Beinonis from Levi. The Baal Chayiv wants to collect, the Baal Chayiv of Reuven wants to collect the Sode Beinonis from Levi. So then the Talmud of the Ri says that the Levi can tell the Baal Chayiv, you can't collect from me, because you have to go to Shimon, because Shimon has in his possession the Sode Necheirik, because the Sode Ziboyes. The Sode Ziboyes, Einifroyin, Michosim Mishibodim, Mokim Shiesh Lachot Mechirim. Suppose you would come to Shimon before Shimon sold the Sode Beinonis to me. Then I wouldn't be in the picture. So then you would come to Shimon and you would demand bayness. What would Shimon tell you? If he's a smart person, a practical person. Shimon, if you came, let's say, a month ago, before Shimon sold the Sode to Levi, the Sode bayness, and you would have come to Shimon and you would say, I want bayness. I'm entitled to bayness. What, in all probability, but in all, perhaps in all certainty, not only in all probability. So then Shimon would tell you, the Chachomim were misake. And if one mechosim shebodim mokim sheyesh mechosim lechelim, the zibuyeh, the sode. Ordinarily, you are entitled. You balchev, you are entitled to bayness. But you, do you know that I bought the sode zibuyeh less, only in Sive. I bought this from Ruben the sode zibuyeh. So that's the mechosim lechelim. You can't collect from the bayness. You have to collect from zibuyeh. So b'meile. Since if the same Balchev had come, let's say, a month or 2 months earlier to Shimon, while all the Sodeis were in the possession of Shimon, so then Shimon would have told the Balchev, you can't collect this to the painless, you have to collect the Zibuyes. So now Levi says to the Balchev, I stand in the shoes of my Meicher, of the Lekei Achrishin, and I tell you what my Meicher would have told you had you come to him 2 months ago. So in other words, so he agrees with Rashi. So the Talmud of the Ri agrees with Rashi in the case of the contingency. Of the Sipuyas being sold Bachay. Then he mentions another contingency. V'cheinu lokach Shimon idyes v'cheinu v'lokach Levi oise idyes en yochil migveis milevi oise idyes ma'itayne d'loch etarche v'zav n'are v'chad yloch divada im hoyukulam b'yad Shimon habenes v'zibuye sholokal v'cheinu she idyes hoyomagwe v'oshus b'yodi k'voshtayne l'okame. Now no one can be chelik on that. Even the Ri himself wouldn't be chelik on that, because that's a gemara m'foreshes. That's the gemara. Avol lokach idyes. Vishia benes viziboyes, my Sobarabayo Neymar, Osekule Govem Idias, Omalay Robe, Umamo Hagishma Shemi, Koskushitam Yode, Vichim Dilosekabliki Achishin, Mozagwe, Benes viziboyes, Baba Peter Hizam, Benes viziboyes, Akadid in the Hirinu, Abe, Vinifroim Hosibody, Kompadik in the Hirin, Mozomalay Nikol Takante, Likiashin in Abu Mozomalay, Gvi Benes viziboyes, the Hizom in the Kiashin, I died the Hoskus Navarishi Mikabaz of it. So, in other words, so the Gemara Mefreshes, like Rove, of course, I mean, we passed like Rove, not like Abaye, that was only the Salkedaiver of Abaye. Abaye conceded to Rove, after Rove mentioned it to him, the Aloche, of Mamoch HaRishon Lisheni, Kol Shrus, Shetobei, Liyodei. So that's Mamish, that case. So he says, V'cheinim lokach Shimon Idyes, V'acheino, V'lokach Levi, Oysa Idyes. That's that case that the Gemara mentions, Mochar Idyes. That was sold by Achreino. So the Lekiach Sheni has the Idyes. V'shiyabedit v'zibuyes. So Rove says, they cannot be given from the Idyes. They cannot be given from the Idyes. So in that case, the Ri couldn't say to the contrary. The answer is, the Ri doesn't say to the contrary. Because the Ri directs himself against Rashi. What does Rashi say? Rashi says that the member of Rove must have reference to the case where all the Sodis were sold by Ruben to Shimon in Monshta, because if they were sold in two stores, three stores, not with Vasachas, but with Zahazeh, so then the Balchim would be able to be given from Levi the Beinanes, and Rabbi has reference to the case where Levi bought the Beinanes, not where Levi bought the Idiots, because Rabbi says, the Loya Moral is out of the Beinanes. So Rabbi discusses the case where, when he says Rotzom Izeh gave it, Rotzom Izeh gave it, he has reference to the situation where Levi bought the Sode Beinanes. So Rashi says, in the case where Levi sold the Sode Beinanes, and if Shnei Shtores, so then with the Balchiv can be given the Beinanes from Levi only if the Beinanes was sold by him. This, the bainis was sold by chino. Masha'in came, if the yidis was sold by chino, and lady has the bainis, then he couldn't be gay with the bainis. But in the case where Levi, where Levi bought the yidis, and the yidis was sold by chino, the Rebbe doesn't discuss that case. Because Rabbi discusses the case where they saw the Beinoness was sold by Chayno. Rabbi discusses the case where they saw the Beinoness was sold by Shimon to Levi. So Rashi says, in that case, where they saw the Beinoness was the Sadeh that Shimon sold to the Rekeach Shemin to Levi, so the Baal Chayv can be given with the Sadeh Beinoness from Levi, only if the Beinoness was sold by Chayno. But if any other Sodeh was sold by Chayno, if the Sodeh Yidyes was sold by Chayno, or if the Sodeh Zibulyes was sold by Chayno, and the Sodeh that Shimon sold to Levi, the Sodeh Beinoness, then the Baal Chayv couldn't be given the Beinoness from Levi. Masha'in came in the case where the Sodeh Yidyes is the Sodeh that Shimon sold to Levi. So the Rebbe will agree with Rashi that in that case he couldn't be given the Sodeh Yidyes. That's the Gemara before Rashi. But the Rebbe doesn't discuss that, because the Rashi has reference to the case of the member of Rove, and the member of Rove discusses the case where Shimon sold. When does Rove say Rotsom Izegeve, Rotsom Izegeve? If the Sodeh Beinoness is the Sodeh that Shimon sold to Levi, so then Rashi says in Shnei Shtores, where the Sodeh Beinoness is the Sodeh that Shimon sold to Levi, and if it's Shnei Shtores, so then the Baal Chayv will be able to collect the Sodeh Beinoness from Levi if the Sodeh Beinoness was sold by Chayv. Masha'in came the case where the Sodeh sold by Shimon to Levi was the Sodeh Yidyes, so then the Rebbe will be made there. The Rebbe will be made there. That in such a case he cannot be given from Levi. But Rabbi doesn't discuss that in the memory of Rotsom Izegeve, Rotsom Izegeve. Now, then he says, so the first thing that he said, so he says, the case of Lokach Shimon Zibuyes Ba'acheino, so the Talmud of the Rebbe agrees with Rashi, but in that contingency, it seems that the Rebbe would not agree with Rashi. That's how it's much in that contingency. The other contingency, Lachim Lokach Shimon Yidyes Ba'acheino, the Rebbe would agree to that. That's Gemara Mefereshes. That's what, then he mentions another contingency. The Vadaim Hoyu. Oh yeah. Vechayim Zoban Levi Beinoness. Visholak Beinoness. Yochel Leima Lei Nachloch Mokin Bibis Menu. Afa Pisho Lokach Shimon Bishnei Shtores. And in that contingency, so he says, Vechayim Zoban Levi Beinoness. Vishovak Beinoness. Yochel Leima. Hinachloch Mokin Bibis Menu. Afa Pisho Lokach Shimon Bishnei Shtores. And that, so the Rebbe is not chilek either. Umiu yitochin liets, rotzo mizegi ve rotzo mizegi ve afi mishni shtores, vi avo pisho lokach li mishim en eitzo shu lifnei acheino, minyen shacheino yidyes, vo vishenu shu lokach li vi beinez, vi shu lak beinez vika vosei, vi vatsu neima, hashti talche vizav nare vachazeloch. According to the Rav Amiri, he certainly would not be able to be gave from Levi, according to the Rav Amiri. And the Pashtus Haloshon of Rashi is Mashma, that in that case, where the Yidyes is sold by Chayno, and Shnei Shtores, and the Sodeh Beinoness is the Sodeh that Shimon sold to Levi, so it's Mashma from Rashi, Pashtus Haloshon of Rashi, like the Amiri, that in that case, so the Baal Chayv couldn't be gave the Sodeh Beinoness from Levi. Why? Because he couldn't be gave from Levi, because since the Yidyes was sold by Chayno, so that's the Chosin Nechayrim, and Yifroim Chosin Shibon Mokichi was the Chosin Nechayrim, and about Yevshim Takonis Chachomim, so it's Chavlachine. There's a Miri Shite, and there's the Pashtus Haloshon of Rashi. But the Talmud of the Rebbe, so it seems, does not agree with the Rebbe completely, nor does he agree with Rashi completely. So in other words, actually, the Pashtes Haloshin of Tesvis, if you are Midayik, the Pashtes Haloshin of Rashi and the Rini and the Talmud of the Rini, so it seems that they are three sheets. Rashi Shita is like the Arav Amir, that we do not say Yevshin Takon Eschachonim in the case where it's Chavlachim. So the Mele, according to the Arav Amir and according to Rashi, so we have to say that this member of Rove, the member of Rove of Rubei, Shemohak also the Yisuf Shimon, because our Shimon Umoch is Sodachas, Benes. Let's substitute for Sodachas Benes. Umocha Sodah Benes Lelein. We also Balchim the Rubei. Rotson Mizegeve, Rotson Mizegeve. So Rashi says it must have reference only to a case of Shtar Echot. But Shnei Shtores, so then it will only be Rotzon Milevi gave if the Sode that was sold by Acheino happens to be the Beinitz. But if the Sode that was sold by Acheino and is not in the possession of Levi, but is the possession of Shimon, so happens to be Yidyes or Ziboyes, so the Pashtes Haloshon of Rashi is that in that case, so the Balchiv cannot be gave from Levi. That's how it's Rashi Shit. In other words, that's the Pashtes Haloshon of Rashi, that he cannot be gave from Levi. And in the case where the Yidyes were sold by Acheino, he cannot collect from Levi either. Now, so we understand Rashi Shite very well. We understand Rashi Shite very well. Because Rashi Shite is, let's say, in both, there are three contingencies. One contingency is where Shnei Shtores, all the three contingencies relate to a case of two Shtores. But so there are three contingencies. One contingency is if the Sode, and in all the contingencies, what Sode does Levi have in his possession? The Sode Benes. So there are three contingencies. Shnei Shtores, and Levi bought from Shimon the Sode Benes, and still there are three situations. One situation is when the Sode Benes was sold by Acheino. So in that situation, Rashi is made it that the Balchiv can collect from Levi if he wants. If the Sode Benes was sold by Acheino. Then there are two other contingencies. One contingency is where the Sode Idyes was sold by Acheino. So then, and Levi has in his possession the Sode Benes. So according to Rashi and the Ri, according to Rashi and the Ri, so if it is the Sode Ziboyes is sold by Acheino, so then the Sode Ziboyes is sold by Acheino, so then so according to Rashi and the Talmud of the Ri, according to both, so the Balchiv cannot collect the business from Levi. But it's mashma that according to the Ri, he could collect from Levi the Balchiv, even if the son is a boy, yes, he sold Balchiv. And then in the case, so according to Rashi, so in two situations, the Balchiv couldn't collect the Sode Benes from Levi. In the situation of the Sode Ziboyes was sold by Acheino, and in the situation of the Sode Idyes was sold by Acheino. Rashi Shita is like the mirror. Then you have the Shita of the Talmud of the Ri, that in the situation where the Sode Ziboyes was sold by Acheino, then he couldn't collect, then the Balchiv couldn't collect from Levi the Sode Benes, but in the situation where the Sode Idyes was sold by Acheino, so then the Balchiv could collect from it. The Talmud of the Ri. So in connection with the case where the Sode Idyes was sold by Acheino, so then the Talmud of the Ri is Chelik HaRashi. But in connection with the case where the Sode Ziboyes was sold by Acheino, then the Talmud of the Ri agrees with Rashi. And it's Mashma Pashtus Haloshen is mashma that according to the and the Basho and the Barashif also assume that according to the Ri himself, not the Talmud of the Ri, so he can always be Geve Bachreino. He can always be Geve Bachreino. Not all, needless to mention, in the case where the Sode Beiles was Sode Bachreino, so then the Rashi is made it. But even in the case where the Sode Zibuyes was Sode Bachreino, so even in the case where the Sode Idias was Sode Bachreino, so according to the Ri, the Balchev can be given the Beiles from Levi, and even in the case where the Sode Zibuyes was Sode Bachreino, where the Talmud of the Ri agrees with Rashi, but according to the Ri himself, even in the case where the son of the boys was sold back, you know, the Balchev, if he wants to collect the business from Levi, he can do so. Now, so we have to understand the Shita of the Ri. We have to understand the Shita of the Ri. Now, last time when we discussed the Kashe of the Gemara, from the Gemara against the Ri, how can the Ri say that in the case of where the Sode Idias was sold by Chayim, so the Lekiach Rishi can say Yev Shem Lakonis Chachom Mimele, so the Balchev can be gave, from the Solibanus or in the possession of Levi, but it's more in the Foreshes, Pshite Mohammedia, so it's a cash. But we see from the Gemara, he cannot say, the Ikea Christian cannot say, Yev Shem Lakonis Chachomi. So we said that this Gemara has obviously reference to the cases, the Gemara spells out. So it doesn't make any offer. If it is Shia, Ilias, and Zibur, so then he can collect from the babies. If the Kiachishin says to the Balchei, listen, you want Ilias because that was all Bachena? No. And I'm making an offer to pay you. You can't say that I'm not giving up anything. I'm giving up my zibuyes. So of course the Balchei will be unhappy with that. So then he'll go to the Likeach Sheni. So then he'll be able to collect from the Likeach Sheni. You'll be able to collect from the Likeach Sheni. This is what we said is Iteretz Andri. But when we look over this thesis, so it doesn't seem that the Shita of the Ri, applies only to the case where the Idias were sold by Cheno and Shimon retained in his possession the Idias and the boys. It's not much more like that. Because if the Talmud of the Ri had agreed with this oneness that we said in the Ri, and the Talmud of the Ri does not agree fully with the Rishita. So, in certain situations, he agrees with Rashi. So it seems from the Talmud of the Ri that in the case, because he exhausts all possible situations, the Talmud of the Ri. So he says, there are different contingencies. And he discusses each and every contingency. If the Talmud of the Ri had agreed with that chicken, in other words, the second teretz of the Arava Mir, that we do not say, if the Rikeach Rishin does not give up anything, so then the Talmud of the Ri is, when he says, So the Talmud of the Ri should have limited it only to the case where he makes an offer. He doesn't limit it to the case where he makes an offer to pay with the bailiffs. So it's mashma that even in the case where he sold the bailiffs and the ziboyes, the bailiffs and the ziboyes to the lekiach sheni, and he retained only the idias, and the idias were sold by Cheno, he still can, it's Rosa Mizegi and Rosa Mizegi. Rosa Mizegi is it. That's how it's mashed. So in other words, apparently the Talmud of the Rishi knew that the Rishi was not the second Teretz in the Rav Amiri. According to the second Teretz of the Rav Amiri, there would be a difference between the case of Ruvein Shomocha, also days of Rishimen, and Mishnei Shtores, and then the Sodiyas were sold by Achino, so there would be a difference between the case where Shimon was Choza or Mocha, just the Sodiyas to Levi, or he was Choza or Mocha, the Sodiyas and the Ziboyas to Levi, and he retained only the Yidias. If Shimon was Chizer or Meichia, just the Sodiyas and the Ziboyas, and the Ziboyas. The Bainanes and the Ziboyas to Levi, and just Mishaya the Yidias Lufanov, so according to the second Teretz of the Rav Amiri, he couldn't be gave it from Levi. But in the case where his Chozar u'Mocha, just the Bainanes to Levi, and he retains the Yidias and the Ziboyas in his possession, then he could be gave it from Levi, according to the second Teretz in the Rav Amiri. But it doesn't seem that the Talmud of the Ri, and certainly the Ri himself, who goes much farther than the Talmud of the Ri, that he makes that distinction, because the Talmud of the Ri exhausts all contingencies. Now, he doesn't say, he sold second lashon is everywhere. So the Talmud of the Ri does not agree with either lashon in the Rav Amiri, not with the first lashon, and not even with the second lashon. So what I said is true according to the second lashon in the Rav Amiri, but that's not the shite of the Talmud of the Ri, and that's not the shite, certainly not the shite of the Ri himself. So then the question arises, now we see that even according to the Talmud of the Ri, who makes certain concessions to Rashi. So even the Talmud of the Ri, who makes certain concessions to Rashi Shit, who is not so opposed to Rashi Shit, because he makes certain concessions to Rashi Shit. So even the Ri says that And he doesn't say distinguish between the case of Chozar Shimen Umocha Beinenes v'zibuyes l'levi, in the case of Choza Shimen u'mocha l'levi rak beinenes. So it's mashma in all situations where the Choza Shimen u'mocha beinenes with just beinenes l'levi, or even in the case of Choza Shimen u'mocha beinenes v'zibuyes l'levi, even in that case it's mashma even according to the sheet of the Talmud of the Ri, so it's rotzom izegev, rotzom izegev. But in that case where choza shimenu mocha benedes viziboyes to levi, so it's a gemara mefereshes vishir idias lefonov leisikulev vigem idias, so it's a gemara mefereshes neged the Talmud of the Ri, who makes certain concessions to Rashi. Alachas kamo v'chamo, that it's a gemara mefereshes against the Ri himself. So how will we answer the kashe against the Talmud of the Ri? Never mind the Ri himself, but the Talmud of the Ri, even the Talmud of the Ri, who makes concessions to Rashi, but he makes concessions to Rashi only in connection with the contingency where the zibuyes were sold by Chayyim. But in connection with the contingency where the idiots were sold by Chayyim, he doesn't make concessions to Rashi. And it's mashma from the lashon of the Talmud of the Ri, that in the case where the idiots were sold by Chayyim, and Shnei Shtores, then it's always Rotzom Izegeve, Rotzom Izegeve. Not only in the case where Shimon sold just the Beinenes, but even the case where Shimon sold to Levi the Beinenes and the Buyes, and Shimon retained only the idiots in his possession, where Shimon is not in a position to make an offer to give up something. So he still can say, according to the Talmud of the Ri, he can still say, so Shimon can still say, "Yef Shimon Dakones Chachomim." So what's the Gemara Mefureshes? That L'chol Apoches, in that case, he cannot say, "Yef Shimon Dakones Chachomim." So how will we explain the Gemara according to the Talmud of the Ri? And if that is the Shita of the Talmud of the Ri, Alas Kamo Lechamo, that is the Shita of the Ri himself. So obviously, and this is actually mentioned by Nachos David, and it's actually mentioned by the Shach. The Shach mentions that Derech Havloye Baum, but it involves a very big chiddush, and it's mentioned by the Shach in Siman Kuf Yutes Siv Dalet. Derech Havloye Agavuche, the Shach mentions it. In other words, so obviously the Shite of the Ri, and even the Talmud of the Ri, is that the Achilik and Rashi, and the Achilik on both Lishenis of the Rav Amiri, not only on the first Lashon, but even on the second Lashon. So both the Ri and the Talmud of the Ri hold that in the case of Shnei Shtores, and the Sode Beinenes was the Sode that Shimon sold to Levi, and if the Sode Idias were sold by Chayyim, so the Ri and the Talmud of the Ri both agree that it's Rotzom Izegeve, Rotzom Izegeve. And even in the case where Shimon sold the Beinenes and the Ziboyes, the Tulein, and then Shimon is not in a position to make an offer, to pay in any form, He just wants to be mafkir takones chachonim. So he's in a position to be mafkir takones chachonim. But the Gemara says to the counter. So what is the teretz? The answer is, he had the Loshon HaGemara by the Rove is Rotzon Mizegin ve Rotzon Mizegin. In other words, so what is the real, and the Talmud of the Rebbe is saying that Ruben Shemocha calls the Yisro of Shimon, because in Shimon it is Beinus, it is Boyenus, and Bishnei Shtores, Bishovei Shtores. So he sold, and the Yidus was sold Lachino. Let's say the Yidus once a day was sold in Yisro by Ruben to Shimon, and the other Sode was sold in here, and the third Sode the Yidus. So the Yidus was sold in Sivan. So the Yidus is the Mechirin. So it's, and then Shimon sold the Beinus and the Zivuyes to Levi. Now Ruben retained in his possession. Now it's Tamus, and Ruben retained in his possession only the Yidus. And if the Baal Chayim, our Gemara says, can collect from Yidus, and the Baal Chayim and from Shimon. And Shimon cannot say to the Baal Chayim, listen, why do you come to me? After all, I don't have the business. Go to my Lekeya, go to Levi. Because he cannot say Yashitakas Chachamim. Inasmuch, let's say, that's how it's according to the second Teretz in the year. Even according to the second Teretz. Because he doesn't give up anything. He doesn't give up anything. So that's the Gemara Mefreshes. And there he says, in such a case, if the Baal Chayim wants to collect the Beinus from Levi, so he can collect the Beinus from Levi. But that is contrary to this Gemara. So the Nachlas David says, and that is implicit in the Shach, Nachlas David says, obviously, this Gemara only says, Pshite mocha leki abinu lizibuyes, vishi yayiyes lefono, leise kule vayika yayiyes. So if the Baal Chayim wants, all that Gemara says here, if the Baal Chayim is interested, he is eager to collect from the yayiyes, and most of the time he will be interested in collecting the yayiyes. Why should he collect the Beinus from Levi when he has an opportunity to collect the yayiyes, which is better, from Shimon? So the Baal Chayim is eager to collect the yayiyes, so then he can collect from the yayiyes. But if the Baal Chayim says, no, I have a sentimental attachment to the Beinus. I like Beinus. I don't want to collect. So then, if the Baal Chayim comes to the Lekiach Shimon, so the Rebbe, the Talmud of the Rebbe, say, if the Baal Chayim comes to the Lekiach Shimon and he says, you have the Sod Beinus. So, and I'm a Baal Chayim, I'm entitled to the Sod Beinus. So then he can collect the Beinus. And the Lekiach Shimon cannot tell him. And the Lekiach Shimon cannot tell him, you go to my Mecher, the Lekiach Hitchin, after all, he has the son of Mecherin, I have the son of Shemonim. So you can say, so then, in such a case, the Lekiach Hitchin can say, Yefshin Takonis Chachomim. Naturally, the Lekiach Hitchin will say, Yefshin Takonis Chachomim. If the Malchayim, if he has the support of the Malchayim, so he'll say Yefshin Takonis Chachomim. In other words, what the Nachos David is saying, I don't know, the way the Nachos David formulates the Teretz, but I think that this is what the Nachos David meant. But the Shach certainly means what I'm going to say. So the Nachos David says that according to the Rebbe and the Talmud of the Rebbe, so all that the Gemara says, Reise Kulev Ligle Midis. In other words, the Dachele Yubein is visible is less than Gade. The Motzal Meimal Vuhun Bein is visible in Lichon Takante Rabbanon. That the Lekiach Rishon cannot say Yefshin Takonis Chachomim without the consent of the Baal Chayim. But where the Baal Chayim wants to collect from the Lekiach Sheni, with this, the consent of the Baal Chayim, then the Lekiach Rishon can say Yefshin Takonis. This is what the Shach says. Nisimen Kufyates Sidalek. But we have to understand it after all. I mean, what kind of evil is it? I mean, he says, without the consent of the Balchayim, so if the Balchayim wants to collect from the Kiyachishin the Yidyes, he can do so. And the Kiyachishin cannot tell him, I am a Kiyachishin, I am a Kiyachishin. So he cannot. But if the Balchayim agrees with him, and the Balchayim is willing to collect the Beinoness from the Kiyachsheni, then the Kiyachishin, as long as he has the support, the cooperation of the Balchayim, he can say Yashila Pasachon. What is it? I mean, what's the pshat? This is the teretz that the Shach in Sinai Kufites, Sidalet mentions, but we have to understand it. Now, so apparently, what's the aloche of Yashil Takonis Chachomim? Whenever the Chachomim are misaki in a certain Takonim, with the divorce of a certain person, so that person for whom the Takonim was enacted is able to be mafkir Takonim. The Chachomim or misaki in Takonim for that a woman is entitled to demand full support from the husband. And the husband cannot tell his wife, well, you stand in line and wait and find a job. I don't want to support. He cannot say that. So the Chachomim are misake, that a woman is entitled to full support from the husband, and in return for that, she has to forward all the earnings to the husband. So the Takone was Leteva's issue. So Mimele sees the whole Takone of getting support from the husband and turning over the earnings to the husband is Leteva's all. That was the motivation of the Chachomim, Leteva's all, not the Leteva's Abal. So since the Chachomim were interested in protecting the woman in the Takone of Mais Yodayim, and support. So Mimele and Isha has the authority. Chachomim made a certain takone for my protection. I mafkia the takone. That's the halacha. But so who can be mafkia? The person for whose protection and for whose accommodation the Chachomim enacted the takone. But if there is another person for whose protection the Chachomim enacted the takone, suppose the Chachomim enacted a certain takone to accommodate two parties, not just one. So then he couldn't say Zenezenez. The reason as to why a married woman can say Zenezenez, because when the Chachomim were misake, that a husband has to give full support to the wife, and that the earnings should be turned over to the husband, so they were exclusively motivated by the interest and the protection and the accommodation of the wife. So the wife is in a position to be mafkir the takone. But had the Chachomim been motivated not only by the purpose of protecting the wife, but also by the purpose of protecting the husband, then the wife couldn't say in Zunesenese. But the fact is that the protection of the wife is the exclusive motivation in the takone. But suppose that a certain takone is enacted by Chazal, not for the exclusive protection of one party, but for the joint protection of one party and the other party, then so the Mugeise for now Gemore, so it says, in any case where a Takonis Chachomim was enacted for the protection of two parties, then a single party by himself could not say, by himself or herself, could not be mafkir takone, but only when the two of them, for whose accommodation the takone was enacted, they both agree to be mafkir takone. This is what the Mekeisev says. Oh, the Mekeisev, I'm reading. Dab Dimu, Omed Aleph, in the Aleph. The second line, the third line, or the fourth line, the Omarov Misachasubes, Mike and Zuah, Himilz Omarove, and Mizunes, the Kaimelon, Tikhtomai Siyodeo Tachas Mizenes, משום דקנת לידו דיום לו יסף כמזיר מה יש ידעו וכיום דעים זאת הקונה לאחר אלו בעבור או צורך או לבד מוצא למי מהריאפשי אבל היכה דהב את הקנת נאמר לחברי וימוצא אחד מנהי למקרה ולידס חברי וחבים לנסות it's a double portion it's a mistaper I mean it's a it goes without saying when can one be mafkir et hakone if the motivation is exclusively for that party's that person's protection but if a certain hakone is enacted by Chachomim for the protection of one party and the protection of the other party how can one party be mafkir et hakone it's for the protection of the other party as well but suppose both parties agree there is cooperation between the two parties for whose protection the takon is enacted, then the two of them together can be mafkir takon. That's a double portion. It's a milsad mistava. So Mele, now we see from the Gemara that the takon of inifroim chosim shibodim inlokim shiish nochosim lechayrim is a sword that has two edges. Because of course it is true that primarily it was enacted for the protection of the keach. For the protection of the Rikeach. Was it enacted for the protection of the Rikeach? When is it conducive to the protection of the Rikeach in the case where the Leve sold, let's say, the Beinis and the Zibuis and to the Rikeach. Ruben is the Leve, and Ruben sold the Beinis and the Zibuis to Shimon, but he retained the ideas in his possession. So then the Balchei wants to collect the painless from Shimon. He cannot. First he will tell Balchei, no, you can. Why not? But I'm entitled to painless. No, the Takonis Chachom. After all, we have to protect the Ikeach. After all, he didn't borrow any money. He was not involved in that loan, he just bought his sode that has a shibut, and we too have a shibut. So we, Chachomim, we are trying to protect the Rikeach. As long as you can collect from the Chosim Lechirim, from the Lech himself, we won't allow you to collect Beinanes from the Rikeach. Even though you are normally entitled to Beinanes, but it's just too bad for you, because we have to protect the Rikeach. So in that case, that Akonis Chachomim of Inifroim Mechosim Shibonim Mokit Yosh Mechayrim is conducive to whose protection? To the protection of the Rikeach. Mashayim came in the case where the Rikeach bought all the Sodis from the Leiv, and the Leiv has no Sodis left. No property left. Every Sodis he sold to the Rikeach. He sold to Shimon. And he has nothing left. But he sold, in Nisim he sold the Sode Ziboyes, in Iyar he sold to Shimon the Sode Beinanes, in Sidon he sold the Sode Idias. So, and then Shimon has the possession of all the three Sodes. Reuben has nothing left. So then, when he comes to collect from Rikeach, he cannot collect from anyone other than Rikeach, because Rikeach has all the Sodes. So then, suppose that he will not say. So then he will have to collect the ideas from the Rikeach. So for whose protection will it be? Will it be for the protection of the Rikeach? Whose protection? Whose interest will this be? Suppose all the three sodis were sold by Reuben, the Levi, to Shimon. Shimon has all the sodis. And the sodi Idias was sold by Achayim. So that's the sodi Nechayim. Sodi Nechayim. So the Gemara says he can say Yevshi. Suppose he doesn't say Yevshi. He doesn't say Yevshi. He doesn't say Yevshi. Let's say, suppose Shimon the Rikeach happens to be incapacitated. He's not in a position to say Yevshi. He's not in sound mind. He had a nervous breakdown. He's not in sound mind. So then he cannot say Yevshi. He cannot say Yevshi. So then the Balchei will collect the Ikes. So who will be protected by the Takonis Chachomim? The Rikeach will be protected by the Takonis Chachomim? No, on the contrary. Had there not been a Takonis Chachomim, then the Balchei, had the Chachomim not intervened with this Takone, then it would. Then who would be protected? Then the Rikeach would be better off because then the Malchim would collect only the Beinis. But now that the Chachomim are Misakei, so he collects from the Yidyes. So whose interest does it serve? Not the Likeach's interest, it serves the Malchim's interest. So in other words, while the Takomi of Nifoyim Mechosim Shibon Mokifivit Mechirim was primarily intended to be enacted for the benefit of the Likeach, but in certain situations it accommodates not the Likeach, it gives extra protection to the Baal Chayim. So in Mele, this is the Pshat in the Shach. And the Shach says, Inochnam, according to the Ri, and the Talmud of the Ri, so then, even if the Sodigis was sold by Chayino, so then he can still be given from Levi the Baal Chayim. The Baal Chayim can be given from Levi. If the Baal Chayim wants to collect from Levi, he can be given from Levi. So Rashi says no. Why does Rashi say no? So because that Gemara says, or say kule bikovim yidis. So, but what would the Ri do in this Gemara? The answer the Shach says, the reason is why here the Gemara says, he wants to collect from the Kiyah Chishi. Then he cannot say Yevshim Dakonis Chachomi. He cannot say Yevshim Dakonis Chachomi. Why? Because since all the Sodis were already sold by the Levite of Likeach, so then when is it for the protection of the Likeach? Only when one Sode is left in the possession of the Levi, then the Takonia of Nifroim Chosim Shibon Mokhtav Lechirim is for protection of the Likeach. But if all the Sodis are already Nechosim Shibodim, so then it's not. I'm coming out, I'm finishing with you. Okay, all right, I'm coming out with you. But if the Nechosim, but in the case where all the Nechosim were already sold, so then it's for the protection of the Baal Chayim. Then on the contrary, it's for protection of the Baal Chayim. So the Mele, so that's why the Shach says, true, that also Kule begot the Yidyes. Why are they all given from the Yidyes? Because in that case, he cannot say Yevshim Dakonis Chachomim by himself. But together with the Baal Chayim, in Baal Chayim, if it's midas, if the Baal Chayim cooperates with him, and the Baal Chayim wants to be given from the Likeach Sheini, then he can do so. So then the Likeach Rishi, together with the Baal Chayim, can be mafkir that HaKamis Chachonim. And so that the Baal Chayim can be given from the Likeach Sheini.
Shir Mem in Bava Kama, Chof Dalad Teves, Hetov Shin Mem Gimel, January 9th, 1983, on Sunday.
That this year is being dedicated to the memory of the Neil Bell, whose Yahrzeit is today, of Dalad Teves. Now, last time we discussed the Shita of the Ri, the Yischelik and Rashi, because Rashi says that in the Gemara of Omar Rove, Ruben Shemocha Kosovitz of Hashimen, the Chosa Hashimen of Mochasol Achas of Levi, Ross of Balchim, the Ruben Ross of Mizegi, the Ross of Mizegi. So Rashi says that the memory of Rove has reference to the case of Shtarech, because in the case of Shnei Shtores, So then, the Balchiv of Reuben could not be given from Levi unless the Sodebenimus that Levi has in his possession, Balchiv Hasheni, has in his possession, happens to be the Sode that was sold less by Reuben to Shimon. And the Ri is Chelik. And the Ri says that even if the Sodebenimus is not the Sode that was sold less by Reuben to Shimon. So still, so if the Baal Chayiv of Reuben wants to be gave from Levi, so he can be gave from Levi, and the Talmid of the Ri doesn't agree with the Ri on everything, but he does agree with the Ri in the case where the Sode that was sold by Achino happens to be the Sode of the boys, but he doesn't agree with the. On the contrary, he agrees with Rashi. He doesn't agree with Rashi on everything, but he agrees with Rashi in regard to the case where the Sode Sibuyas was the Sode that was sold by Achino. But in regard to the case where the Sode Idias was the Sode that was sold by Achino, so the Talmud of the Ri agrees with the Ri, not with Rashi. Now the question arises, and it's mashma from the Tesis in Subes that the Ri and even the Talmud of the Ri who make certain concessions to the Shita of Rashi, needless to mention the Ri himself, so they will apply this din that the Baal Chayiv can be gave from Levi in the case where the Sode Idias was the Sode that was sold by Achino. So still, if Baal Chayiv wants to be given the Sode Beinonis from Levi, he can be given from Levi in both situations. Whether the Shimon has Idias and Ziboyes, or he has just Idias in both situations. So in other words, that the Ri and the Talmud of the Ri accept neither loshen of the Rav Amiri in Bolokami, because there are two lishenes in the Rav Amiri in Bolokami. So the question is, so then it's Gemara Mefureshes neged the Ri and the Talmud of the Ri, because here the Gemara in Bolokami says Mocha Likeach Beinis Viziburias Vishiyaridias Lefonov Leisekule Meirge Meidias Do Achreinoi Ubeinis Viziburias Lesnega Bayadi Motzul Meimal Golden Beinis Viziburias Do Inichali Vidakant Rabonov. So the question is, but why can Shimon, the first Lekeach, in the case of Shia Ilyas Lifonov, say to the Baal Chayiv, Yev Shimon Akonis Chachomi? Now, I don't want the Akonis Chachomi, so I mafkia the Akonis Chachomi. So Mele, so you rights are only to the Beinonis. Who has the Beinonis? Lekeach Sheni. You go and collect from Lekeach Sheni. So the Miri has that kasha, and the Miri gives to the Rutsim. One teretz is that we cannot say Yevshim Takonis Chachom in the case of Chavla Achrinet, that's the first teretz, and the second teretz is we can only say Yevshim Takonis Chachom if he makes an offer to pay. So it makes an offer to pay. It's not kemine between the two terutzim would be in the case where if he's shia idias viziburias lefonov. So according to the first teretz, even in the case of shia idias viziburias lefonov, he still couldn't say yevshim takonis chachom. According to the second teretz, so only in the case of shia idias lefonov, so then he's not willing to give up anything. Mashiach in the case of Shia, it is with Ziboyes Lefanov. So he's willing to give up the Ziboyes, so then he can say Yevshim Dachonis Chachomim. Then he can say Yevshim Dachonis Chachomim. But from the Loshen of Teisves, Dafsan Gvesing Suves, it's Mashma that according to the Ri, and even according to the Talmud of the Ri, so he can say Yevshim Dachonis Chachomim, even in the case where he doesn't make any offer to pay. Even the case where it's just Shia Idias Lefanov, not Shia Idias Viziboyas Lefanov. So then it's contrary to our Gemara. The Gemara says, Mochalikeach, Binin Viziboyas, Shia Idias Lefanov, Lezikul of Liga Idias. So apparently, the Ri and the Talmud of the Ri, they both they reject both Rishaynes in the Rav Amiri, not only the first Teretz in the Rav Amiri, that we cannot say Yevshe Lachonis Chachomim in a case where it's Chav Lachine, but he cannot say even the second Teretz in the Amiri, that the Yevshe Lachonis Chachomim is only Shayach if the person who says Yevshe gives up something, he makes an offer to pay in some form, but not if he doesn't give up anything. He just wants to be mafkia, the Lachonis Chachomim, without giving up anything. So even that Teretz in the Rav Amiri, the Ri and the Talmud of the Ri reject. So in Meile, that means even the case of Mochalikea, Beinus Viziboyes, Vishir Idias Lufanov, not Shir Idias Viziboyes Lufanov, but just Shir Idias Lufanov. So according to the Ri and the Talmud of the Ri, he can still say Yevshe Lachonis Chachomim, but the Gemara says Leise Kule Deliver Midas. So I mentioned from the Lashon of the Shach in Simen Kuf Yutes that the Shach says that true in the case of Shir Yis Lifanov and even in the case of Shir Ziboyes Yis Lifanov, so the Likeach Rishen cannot by himself say Yevshe Lachonis Chachomim. Masha'im came where he has the population, the support of the Balchei. So then, even in the case of Mochalikea Beinus Viziboyes Vishiyaridias Lifono, so together with the Balchei, he can say Yevshe Lachonis Chachomim. By himself, unilaterally, he cannot say Yevshe Lachonis Chachomim if it's Chav Lachine. But together with the Baal Chayiv, he can say Yevshe Lachonis Chachomim. So Mele Davi and the Talmud of Davi says that we could apply the memory of Rove of Rubi Shemocha Korsadis of Nishim and Chodzav Shim and Mocha Soda Achas Lelevi. See, we also Baal Chayiv the Rubi Rotsa Mizegeve Rotsa Mizegeve. So we could apply it even to a case of two stories. And even if the Sode Yidyes is the Sode that was sold by Achayno, and Shimon has in his possession the Sode Beirnes, so still if the Baal Chayiv wants to be gave the Beirnes, from Levi, he can do so, and Levi cannot tell the Baal Chayiv, now your rights are to the there is a Takonis Chachomim and Yifroi Mechosim Shibodim Lokim Shiesh Mechosim Mechelim, and Shimon has the Sode Yidyes, which is the Mechosim Mechelim, because that was the Sode that was sold by Reuven to Shimon West. So Mele, you have to collect the Sode Idias from Shimon, because that's the Sode Mechirin, and the Sode Beinus that I have in my possession. So, is Nechosim Shibodi. He cannot say that. Why can't Levi say that to the Baal Chayiv? Because the Baal Chayiv can say, I together with Shimon say Yevshe Lachonis Chachomim. But the question is, here the Gemara says Mochalikei Abinus Viziburias Vishir Idias Lifonov Leisikule Belivim Yidias Libim Yidias. So, and he cannot say Yevshe Lachonis Chachomim. So this Gemara has reference to the case where the Baal Chayiv wants to collect from Shimon. So Shimon is not in a position, is not at liberty to say Yevshe Lachonis Chachomim unilaterally by himself. But in the case where Baal Chayiv decides to collect Davke the Beirnes, not the Yidyes from Shimon, but the Beirnes from Levi, so then Shimon together with the Baal Chayiv can say Yevshe Lachonis Chachomim. This is what the Shach actually implies, Agavur. Simen Kufites in Dalit. We call off Ziburis Bachin. Dabkin look at Ziburis Bachin. I will call the Yidis Bachin or Yochilit Mr. Levin Yotze. וכן כוסף ביסמה וכן מבוא להתי ביטייסס פרק נשאו ינוס וליוך הלאי ולאי מאמן הניח לוחשים עמוקים להתבייס כמו שפירשרה שיקור היקשו הטייסס אבל בשם רי על זה דורשים ממוצל מימלים יחלו מדקנת רבונות and the shach passed this like the ring not like Rash he passed this like the ring when you have the camp to rabono and shit keep knowing him because she bought more than she was we have all gave the book of Kame Amrino the only more to shimmy me ma hoche he had the book of Bain as we share his life on of Heine in Balchei Breitzel and Gwisne Melo Aber in Balchei Breitzel and Gwisne Leiti Bada Yochalei Bakei So the Shach says so In other words, as far as the Kashi As far as the Kashi from the Gemara in Bolokame that Pres is concerned so we said at first that this Gemara can have reference has reference to the case of Shir Yidus Lefama the Shittes Ari has reference to the case where it Shir Yidus Vizibur Yidus Lefama but from the Tesres in Ksubes Dapsalit Veis it's mashma that the Ri would say Rotsam Izegeve, Rotsam Izegeve not only in the case of Shia Idias Viziboyes Lepanov but even in the case of Shia Idias Lepanov so now is the Ri and the Talmud of the Ri reject both Lashenes in the Rav Amiri not only the first Lashen in the Rav Amiri but even the second Lashen so then it's contrary to the Gemara here says Mochalikei Abeinu Viziboyes Shia Idias Lepanov Lizikulem Ligim Idias and he can say da khini u bein no viziboyes lesnel da bein di motzel me mal gum bein no viziboyes ni khol mitakam te rabonon the answer is this gemore has reference to the case where the balchei wants to collect the idiots so then the lekeia by himself unilaterally cannot be mafkia takones chachomin where it's chav lachine why can't he be mafkia takones chachomin because in that case so the lekeia himself you wants to be mafkir takonis chachamim and so why? Because the takone was enacted for his benefit so then we say since it's chavla achine for the second lekeach so the takonis chachamim was not enacted only for the lekeach rishin why is the lekeach rishin more of a yachsen than the lekeach sheni so the melee in the case where the avkoy of the takonis chachamim would be conducive to the advantage of the lekeach rishin but to the disadvantage of the lekeach sheni and the chachamim didn't discriminate they didn't show any favoritism towards the lekeach rishin as against the lekeach sheni so the melee is not chayach the lekeach rishin should be in a position should be at liberty to be mafkia the takonis chachamim because it will be for his advantage to be mafkir takonis chachomim when it will be the afkoes takonis chachomim would be to the disadvantage of the lekeach sheni so my chosis after all the chachomim were misakin the takone for the advantage of the lekeach not after the lekeach nishin for the advantage of the lekeach so when can the chachomim so when can one be mafkir takonis chachomim if the takone that is for his advantage is not to the disadvantage of another lekeach but if this the same takone that was enacted for the advantage of the lekeach rishin and lekeach sheni and in case the lekeach rishin will be mafkia the takone so it will be to the detriment of the lekeach sheni then he is not in a position to be mafkia the takone schachomi when it's chav lachine to the lekeach sheni Masha'in came if the Balchayim himself wants to collect from the Lekeach Sheni so then the Balchayim together with the Lekeach Rishin they can be mafkia the Takonis Chachom so this is the teretz that the Shach mentions alright now we are finished with Gemara of Pshit now the next piece of Gemara Omar Rofa רובי שמוחה כל סודי סוף לשימן והולך שימן ומוחה סוד אחס ללוי ובו בלכי דרובי רוצה מזה גיבה רוצה מזה גיבה that we also learned about it ולוי אמור אלו זו בבינס אבל זו בנידיס וזבוריס לא ידום עלי לא חשאי כי בזב נידיס וזבוריס ערב לחזי לו ואפילו זו בבינס נאמר לי אמור אלו נשאי הבינס וחבוסי ומוצא אום עלי נח לו חמוק לגבי שימן אבל שי הבינס וחבוסי גבי שימן לא ידום מיני ומוצא אום עלי נח לו חמוק עם ליגרסמן אומר אביי Ruven shemoch hasod lishimim ba'achayes. This is where we left off. Omar Abay, Ruven shemoch hasod lishimim ba'achayes. V'yose balchim de Ruven. V'toraf mishimim dinehu. V'yose Ruvenu mishtoye dine ba'adei. V'limot omar leila baldvorin didiyah. The Omale, Imakas Mine, Yolayoto, if Ruvain sold his sodom to Shimon Bachayas, what does it mean Bachayas? In case it is taken away the sodom from Shimon, so then Ruvain will be obligated to reimburse Shimon. We also Balchay the Ruvain Torah for Shimon. So Shimon has a right to collect reimbursement from Ruvain. So while the Dintor is going on between the Balchei and Shimon, so Ruvain has the right to become a party in the Dintor, and the Balchei of Ruvain cannot tell Ruvain, listen, I am trying to collect the sode from you, Keach, from Shimon. I'm not trying to collect the sode from you, so it's none of your business. You have no right to be detained here. Am I trying to take away anything from you? I am trying to take away the sode from you, Keach. So Mele, it's none of your business to participate in this litigation, in this din Torah. You cannot be detained for somebody else, so you cannot say that. Why? The remote of only Labal Dvorim Didiyah. Ruvain, the Balchayiv of Ruvain, cannot tell Ruvain, Labal Dvorim Didiyah, I'm not trying to collect anything from you. I'm only trying to collect the Sode from Shimon, from Yolikeach. Let him litigate with me, not you. You are a stranger. You're not an interested party. So he says no. So Ruvain can tell to the Balchayiv, no, I'm not a stranger. I'm not a neutral party, I'm an interested party. Because my interests are at stake. Because if you do succeed in this din Torah with Shimon, so then Shimon, the next step will be Shimon will demand that I should reimburse him. So as a result of your endeavor to collect the sode from Shimon, I'm going to lose. So Mele, it's not only Shimon is an interested party, I'm also a Baldovo, and I can be taken against you. So Domale, Markus Mine, Olayoda. Well, now let's see what Rashi says. Rikoshto Yedine Badei Balchei, Risalki Meizi Karka Bidvore, Im Yeshle Leruben Shum Kriya Balchei, Lema Peraticho. The time alone, Misach Shmuel, that will give the lock in story, normally in stably, the way Pratiko Boyish Tabue, the remote normally Bokhid, the Ruby Labalbor, the Dia, the Karazushi, Koyoto, the Shusho, but no, she would be Shakil. Mission normally, Ruby, I'm an interested party. Kimapkis Mine Olai Hodom, Mashato Meitsi Mishimen, Yarze Olai, Shari Kubalti Olai Achais. Sari Shikibalti Olai Achais. So the question is, so we see from the Lashon of Rashi, because Rashi says, "Im yesh lo ruvein shum tfiya al balchei, loim a praticho dekaimin misach shmuyes, de'avol gam l'nokin shtori yom le yishtabel im praticho beyishtabel." What difference does it make whether Ruvein will become a litigant in Baldovo or Ruvein will not become a litigant? There is a loche of tamin and lirikeach. There is a loche. So any times. That the Demeche, if the Din Torah had been against with him, could present. So then, even though the Demeche is not here, and the Din Torah is with the Rikeach, so Bez has to present on behalf of the Rikeach, even though the Rikeach doesn't even know whether it is so or not. But as long as there is a possibility that if the Din Torah had been with the Demeche, so then the Meicher could present a certain timing, which would be effective. So the Meile business to present that timing on behalf of the Likeach. So the Meile, what will Ruvain accomplish by becoming a litigant? He'll be taking certain effective timings. So all these tainas that Reuven could possibly present, once he becomes a litigant, the Beis Din has to present on behalf of Shimon anyway. So what does he... So, and Beis Din knows as well all the tainas that Reuven could present, and probably knows it better than Reuven. Beis Din is more knowledgeable what tainas could be presented by Reuven. So what's of what avail is the fact that Reuven will be able to become a litigant? Manifshach, if Reuven has no effective tainas, so what will he accomplish by being a litigant? It will be just Ptumim Milsebaum, a verbiage. His tainas will not be accepted by Beis Din. And if the situation is such that Reuven has effective tainas, so even if Reuven doesn't become a litigant, Beis Din al-Pidin will have to present those tainas. That's the discussion. Pintim amay nafkeminei, v'kol ma sheyochel Reuven litein tanin olei, lishimen, ditanin olei lekeach, v'chein lo yiseimim, ben perua ben mizuyev, u tzvichei dikiyum, v'eilu imad nafkeminei mizuyev, shein shimen yochel litein misofim, dipshite d'abo liporam nechse yiseimim, o yimshibodim, ditzorechei dikiyum, dilaboche, v'shaf kishai v'chol ba'alim. So that kashe bothered Rashi as well. So of what significance is the involvement of Reuven as a Baldovo? Manavshach, if Reuven has no tainas, Alpidin, so suppose he becomes Baldovo. So what will be? He'll just be wasting his time. But, and if he has effective tainas, so even if he doesn't, even if Reuven stays at home and doesn't become a litigant, but Beis Din al-Pidin has to present all these tainas on behalf of Shimon. So Rashi says, no, there is nothing. Because Mishto Yedinah Ba'adei, the Balcheim Nisal Kedi Zikarata Mitvod, in Yesh Le Lerubim Shmitri Al Balcheim, Leima Peraticho, the Kaimu Lemsach Shmuel, the Afogad Minokit Shtore, Yom Ali Yishtabu Lidu Pratik.